Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Because of these undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, more states are defunding Planned Parenthood at the state level. But we need to do that at the federal level. And if this doesn't wake up the American people about the atrocity of abortion, nothing will. Now is the time to push back. Now is the time to stand up and protect innocent human life. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, these undercover videos keep coming. They get more shocking one after another. But for those who know about Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry, this is not something new. This is not something that just occurred and it was discovered by an undercover video. This is something that's been going on for a long time. This is the ugly underbelly of the abortion slaughterhouse industry, and Planned Parenthood is leading that industry.
Yeah, Matt, there are some areas where sometimes things are kind of gray. They're kind of blurry. You know, good and evil is kind of mixed. It's watered down, and you have to be able to kind of distill out, take the bad from the good, and separate it. With regard to Planned Parenthood, it could not be more black and white. And the Center for Medical Progress, to their credit, have exposed what we've always known, that Planned Parenthood is a slaughterhouse of human life. We look at Nazi Germany, we look at Auschwitz and the films and the photographs of the Holocaust, of what occurred there, and we can say, you know, these many decades later, that this was an atrocity, that this was a Holocaust, that this was evil incarnate in the person of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis themselves. You can look today at Planned Parenthood, and they're chopping babies alive to pieces so that they can sell their body parts to try to buy a Lamborghini, as one of these videos exposed. And you can look at that, and you can say objectively, there is no gray area here. This is black and white. This is evil incarnate.
Yeah, they're selling body parts. They know that what they're doing is illegal. They're using euphemisms. They're using sleight of hand to get paid for the sale of these body parts. They're actually selecting what they're going to be doing that day for abortions based upon the kinds of orders that they have. It's kind of like somebody going to work and they're ordering different kinds of furniture, and they look at the list and they say, well, we've got a red chair and a blue chair, so today we need to make some red chairs and blue chairs for this particular furniture, because that's what's the order list. And they open up their order list from these different companies. They need a heart, they need a liver, they need some brains, they need this or that. Well, that is the kind of thing that sets their agenda for what they're going to do. They're going to do some less crunchy kind of work so that they can preserve the body parts, and if they preserve more than one intact, they can get more money. So if they have a heart and a liver or something else that's a combination, they're going to get more money for it. And you know they're not telling their patients this, but even if they were, it really doesn't matter. In fact, one major political candidate has recently been revealed as someone who has participated in research on aborted babies. And this person defended the process. Now, the convoluted way in which he defended the process is, well, it depends upon how they were killed. It's so if you had someone that was aborted for the purpose of research, that would be wrong. But if you had somebody who was aborted and then you did research on them, then that's okay. So it would be like if someone was injured in a car accident and they died, you could do research on that body. But if somebody intentionally murdered the person for the purpose of research, you shouldn't be able to do research on that body. Well, the people who are murdered in abortion, they're not dying accidentally. No abortion dies accidentally unless it's a spontaneous miscarriage. But the abortion industry intentionally kills people. These are people who are innocent, and they're being murdered, and then their body parts are being harvested, and then they're being sold. So any of the research on these aborted babies is immoral, unethical, and contributes to the abortion practice. There is no way you can legitimately defend that practice.
Yeah, Matt, you know, during the Nuremberg trials with in Nazi Germany, there were some doctors that were placed on trial. I can't remember the specific doctor's name, but as he was on trial and kind of trying to rationalize the atrocities that he took part in, he basically said, well, you know, as long as they were torturing and killing these Jewish people anyway, it would be stupid, you know, not to take their body parts and to do medical research on them and everything. That's exactly what this Republican candidate, by the way, said relative to the research on these aborted children, on these their body parts. There is no difference. The only difference is proximity and the size of the human specimens, if you will. That's what they refer to them, the size of the human beings. And Matt, you mentioned something just a minute ago. You said that they're trying to figure out ways to make it less crunchy. What are we talking about there? They're talking about trying to salvage body parts for money by breaking the neck and crushing the skulls and breaking the bones and cutting the babies apart in a way that is less crunchy. Those were the actual words of one of these Planned Parenthood employees in trying to figure out how to best harvest human body parts. Matt, there is no better comparison than to Nazi Germany.
You know, you put these things side by side in terms of what the Nazis were doing and what these abortionists are doing, and there's no difference. They're making euphemisms for human beings. They know, the abortionists here with Planned Parenthood, they know that they're human beings. In fact, in one of the abortion undercover videos at Planned Parenthood, here's a little boy that's spread apart on the table. They identify his eyes. They identify other body parts there, and then they say, oh, it's a boy. It's like when someone would be born before you had ultrasound, and you look at it and say, oh, it's a boy. It's like a joyous thing. It's a discovery. Well, they know that this little baby is a boy. How would they know that? Well, it's because he's an identifiable human being. He's just smaller than they are. He is not as strong as they are. He's more defenseless than they are, and because they're bigger, they can just rip and tear and cut and slash and simply put it out of their mind. This is what the Nazis did. They dehumanized people to the point where they weren't human beings, and they felt they were doing people a favor by torturing them, killing them. The rest of the people ought to thank them for what they're doing. This is the face of Planned Parenthood. This is the evil of abortion.
And in the particular instance you mentioned, Matt, that was the medical assistant that said it's a boy. The doctor herself said it's a baby. She go, those were her words. It's a baby. So as you mentioned, not only do they know it's a baby, they announce it's a baby, and then kill the baby and sell the body parts.
You know, Matt, God's justice cannot sleep forever. We have slaughtered 55, 60 million babies in the most brutal, inhumane, despicable, barbaric way. We didn't give them sleeping gas. We didn't give them an injection. People on death row, whether they're electrified or injected, they're treated more humane than these innocent babies. If we were to have someone on death row and we would just grab a big forceps and start ripping and tearing their body parts, we would never have that ever happen again. And this is what happens on a daily basis. This is the face of abortion. Pray for this country that we repent of this sin. The bloodshed has to stop, and that we turn from these wicked ways and a sanctity of human life ethic returns to America. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. We're on the front lines of advancing religious freedom around the country, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. And all of these things are colliding. These are the three legs, if you will, that are universally being challenged, not just in America, but around the world, where people are being forced to participate in abortion. Here we have the Obamacare, where they're being forced to license or participate in some kind of sinful union, and it's colliding directly with religious freedom. No matter what country it is, this is the battle that's happening. This is our moment. This is our time that God has birthed us for. Pray like Esther. 3 days they prayed and fasted, and then they acted. They put their lives on the line, and we need to pray and fast for a reversal in America, for repentance, real repentance, and also we need to act and stand up for religious freedom, life, and the family. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.